哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace with all brothers and sisters.
今天早上跟大家一起分享的题目是神的道兴旺起来。
And this morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is going to be how the word of God spread.
我们知道任何的家庭、团体、社会或者是生意都有兴旺跟衰退。
And we know everything from family to business, there's always a time of flourishment and always a time of down.
如果它是在衰退当中的，一定有它的原因。
And if there must always be a reason why a business is down.
如果是在兴旺当中，也一定有它的原因的。
And there must also be a reason why this is flourishing.
当我们讲到要怎么样来为教会做神的工，兴旺教会的时候，
When we talk about how we can work for the church to flourish God's word,
我们一定会查考到使徒时代的情况。
We'll definitely refer to the time of the apostolic church.
使徒教会非常的兴旺。
The church at that time was very grand.
我们请打开《使徒行传》第六章第七节。
Let us turn to the Acts of Apostles, chapter 6, verse 7.
使徒行传第六章第七节。
Acts of Apostles, chapter 6, verse 7.
这里说神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多基士信从了这道。
So the word of God spread, the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith.
这是教会刚刚开始不久。
And this is the beginning of the church.
集中在耶路撒冷。
And the location was at Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是犹太教的大本营。
Jerusalem is the source of all religion, of all Jewish faith.
他们在那边很多人都是很坚固的犹太教的信徒。
And the people there, many of them are very strong and faithful in the religion.
他们对主耶稣所带来的福音非常的不接受。
And they were very reluctant and refused to accept the truth from Lord Jesus.
甚至主耶稣是在耶路撒冷被钉死的。
To a point that Lord Jesus was crucified in Jerusalem.
但是在这里有一个很大的转变。
But here there is a rapid turn of events.
这里说神的道竟然可以在耶路撒冷这个那么困难的地方兴旺起来。
And here it tells us the word of God was able to spread in the Jerusalem.
之前一天在五旬节那一天有三千人信主。
On the day of Pentecost, there were 3,000 people who were baptized.
但是呢，现在呢，再次的神的道不止三千人了，更加的兴旺起来。
And here it tells increasingly from the 3,000, the word of God spread.
人数多了很多。
And the number increased rapidly.
其中啊，也有很多祭司啊，竟然信了主了。
And among them, many of them were priests who became obedient to the faith.
我们知道祭司啊是最反对主耶稣的。
And we know that priests at the time were the one who strongly refused Jesus.
但是竟然祭司都可以信耶稣。
But even the priests can believe in Lord Jesus.
神的道真的是在耶路撒冷兴旺起来了。
And this shows us truly that the word of God has spread in Jerusalem.
那么为什么神的道竟然可以在那么困难的当中兴旺起来呢？
And why was the word of God able to spread in such a difficult location?
那我们今天来查考第六章的第一节到第七节就知道了。
And today we're going to study chapter 6, verse 1 to 7, and we'll know the answer.
请读第六章第一节到第六节。
Chapter 6, verse 1. In those days when the number of disciples were increasing, the Grecian Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. Verse 2. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on the tables. Verse 3.Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn these responsibilities over to them, verse 4, and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word, verse 5. This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Pernis, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism, verse 6.They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. Verse 7.
这里告诉我们为什么他们会兴旺起来。
And here it tells us why the word of God spread.
从这段当中，我们可以整理几点给大家分享做参考。
From this passage, we can take out a few points for reference.
第一个原因呢，就是当时的教会啊，可以走在问题的前面。
And it tells us the first point, the church at the time can walk before their troubles.
第一节告诉我们，那时的门徒增多了，就有一些小问题了。
In verse 1, it tells us in those days, the number increased and there were a few conflicts.
什么问题呢？
What kind of conflicts were there?
教会当时非常有爱心。
The church at the time were very loving.
他们看到在教会里面有一些孤儿寡妇没有饭吃，生活有困难。
And they saw that in the church there were some widows and orphans who had trouble with their living.
所以就决定我们大家要拿一些供拿一些钱财食物出来分发给当时的孤儿寡妇啊。
And therefore they decided they're going to make distributions of food to these widows and orphans.
当然人少分起来很好做。
And of course when the people were few it was easier to do this.
但是人越来越多了。
But when the numbers increased.
就开始搞不懂谁有拿到谁没有拿到了。
Then there will be a conflict of who gets some and who didn't.
还有呢，当时的教会呢，慢慢在人种在文化方面已经慢慢的多元化了。
And in the church at the time, there are many different races of people.
虽然一开始教会都是犹太人。
Even though in the beginning, the church was all Hebrew.
Jews,
Or Jews.
但是呢，这里有两种不同的犹太人。
But there are two different races of Jews.
第一种呢，就是讲外国话的，讲希尼尼话的。
And the first were the Grecian Jews.
第二种呢，就是只会讲希伯来话的，在本地土生土长的。
And the other were the native of the land, they were the Hebraic Jews.
虽然都是同一个种族，但是语言不太一样。
Even though they were still of the same race, they had different languages.
沟通就有问题了。
And they had conflict in communication.
所以啊，这里说有讲希尼尼话的犹太人呢，就像希伯来讲希伯来话的犹太人呢，希伯来人就发怨言了，说：“哎呀，我们的寡妇都拿不到。”
And so he tells us the Grecian Jews complained to the Hebraic Jews that their widows are being neglected.
就是有一种怨言，有一种不满的感觉发生了。
And it shows that there was this dissatisfied people.
其实这个本身在食物上，这个是一个很少的问题。
And in reality, if just about the food, it was a small problem.
但是如果一个议题啊，一个 issue 啊，不早点给他发现的话。
But however, if the issue was not completely solved,
一个 issue, 一个议题呢，就会变成一个问题了，一个 problem.
Then this issue would become a problem.
如果一个问题，一个 problem 不处理的话，
and if this problem was not solved,
让它严重起来了，它就变成一个 crisis, 一个危机了。
Then if the problem is not solved, it'll turn into a crisis.
他们可能越以后发展下去，就觉得说，为什么你们那么偏心呢？
Maybe in the end they will think how come you're so biased.
甚至可能教会啊因为误会可能发生所谓的分裂斗争的问题了。
And it's possible due to miscommunication that the church will be divided.
所以啊当时的教会的带领者就是使徒啊非常有远见。
And so these leaders of the church at the time were the apostles. They had very far sight.
第二节说十二个使徒啊就叫了众门徒来对他们讲了。
In verse 2, the 12 gathered all the disciples together.
他不是等门徒受不了了，已经要分出去了，已经要打架了，才来说处理。他们不是，他们一看不行了，要把他们聚集起来。
And the 12 disciples didn't wait until the complaint was in a crisis. They took this immediately and gathered disciples.
还有他们看问题了，看得非常的准。
And when they viewed the problem, they knew the source of the problem.
他们知道，因为我们人手不够啊。
And they knew it was because they lacked in manpower.
我们尽力在做了，在分饭食了，但是大家还是不满意。
And they were doing their best, but it did not satisfy the people.
我们忙在行政的工作，忽略了传道、祷告的事情了。
And they may be busy with their administrative tasks, and they forgot to pray.
所以使徒走在问题的前面。
And therefore, the disciples walked before their troubles.
在问题还没有严重的时候，就要去把它解决，就要把它处理了。
And that is to say, they went to the source of their problem before it became a big crisis.
这个给我们来说是个非常好的一个学习。
And this is a very good learning for us.
今天我们遇到问题的时候也是一样。
When we come across trouble today,
我们总要走在问题的前面。
We have to walk before our problem.
比如说我们发觉我们的孩子他们在长大的过程当中。
For example, we discover that our children during their growing up.
从前是小孩子啊，给他吃啊，给他睡就好了。
And maybe when they're children, you just have to feed them and let them sleep.
现在开始长大了。
But slowly they grow up.
他们的语言，他们所讲话，他们的思想有点不一样啊。
And they speak a different language and they think different thoughts.
他们跟父母的关系有点微妙的变化了。
And their relationship with the parent have changed.
他们开始越来越不听话了。
And they rebel.
怎么办呢？
What do the parents do?
我们知道，他在长大，遇到一些困难了。
And we know that in the process of growing up, they have met some troubles.
可能我们当父母的，我们开始说是不是我过去给他的时间太少了？
And as parents, they may think that it was because that when they were younger, I didn't spend a lot of time with them.
现在长大了，我都没有办法关心他， 那么我要赶快的要修正我的时间，要多一些时间给那些在长大当中所谓的反叛的、啊、那些儿女啊。
And that this is because I cannot help them when they're growing up, and therefore to correct this problem, I should spend more time with them.
或者夫妻之间也是一样。
And it's all the same between husband and wife.
可能我们已经结婚很久了。
Maybe they've been married for a long time.
觉得已经很适应对方了。
Maybe you seem very accustomed to each other.
最近可能发觉，为什么我们两夫妻常常为小的事情在吵架？
And you'll find that recently this couple will be arguing over little things.
好像我们的感情已经转淡了。
And it seems like the emotion has been lessened.
为什么会这样呢？
And why is it so?
要赶快发觉问题在哪里。
And we must quickly discover what is the source of the problem.
不要等到很严重的时候。
We must not wait until it becomes critical.
才来说要拯救，要来改变。
Then at that time it'll be too late to change.
那个时候可能就太迟了。
Because it'll be too late.
啊，赶快想说为什么会这样？我们要走在问题的前面啊。
We must walk before our problems and quickly think why is this problem happening.
啊，在圣经里面有记载啊，在属灵的活物当中有叫做四活物。
And in the Bible records four living creatures.
啊，其中一个特点呢，就是好像有鹰的一样，有鹰的一样的眼光啊。
And one of the characteristics is to have the sight of an eagle.
我们知道鹰啊，飞鹰啊，它看得非常的远。
And we know this eagle has a very far sight.
我们人的眼睛只可以看很近。
For human eyes, we're very limited in our sight.
除非我们有望远镜，不然我们所看的一两百公尺就看不清楚了。
Unless it is with an aid of binoculars, we can only see to a few hundred meters.
但是鹰呢，都可以看很远啊。
But as for eagles, they can see very far.
哪里有危险，它看得很远就知道了。
And wherever there is danger, they will know immediately.
但是哪里有机会，它很远也看得到。
And they will also know where there is opportunity.
所以啊，使徒啊，因为他们被神的灵所充满。
And the apostles, because they are filled by the Holy Spirit.
他们看见问题所在，要走在问题的前面。
And they knew the source of the problem, and they walked before their problem.
所以在旧约里面，为什么以色列百姓的信仰得到维持呢？
And in the Old Testament, how was it that the Jewish faith was held up?
因为当时有很多的先知。
Because at the time, there are many prophets.
所谓的先知也叫做先见 ,seers.
And these prophets are also called seers.
什么叫先见呢？
And what are seers?
就是别人还看不到，先知都看到了。
And that is to say, the things that people do not know, the prophets will already know.
就是走在问题的前面。
And that is how they walk before their problems.
那为什么他会看到呢？
Why would they see these things?
不是他自己很厉害。
It is not because they are very powerful themselves.
而是因为他们被神的灵所充满。
It is because they are filled by the power of the Holy Spirit.
他们也很会观察他们身边的环境。
And they're very good at observing their surroundings.
所以啊，就可以走在问题的前面了。
And that is how they can walk before their problems.
啊，第二点呢。
Second point.
啊，当时的教会啊，解决问题的时候是解决问题的根本。
The church at the time when they solve a problem, they go to the source of the problem.
哦，问题啊，就好像一棵植物一样。
And a problem is like into a plant.
有它看得不见的部分，也有它看不见的部分。
There is a part that is visible to our eyes, and there's a part that's not visible.
我们眼光通常只会在乎它看得见的部分。
And when we look at this plant, we only see the part that's visible.
但是呢，往往忽略了它看不见的部分。
And often we neglect the part that is not visible to us.
比如说，我们看到有野草。
For example, we'll see a patch of weed.
我们想说啊，把它中间前面上面割掉就好了。
And we think we should only cut off the leaves.
但是你割掉上面呢，没有把它的根拔出来呢，它还是在长。
But however, if you don't uproot this weed, then it'll continue to grow.
好了，当时教会有一些怨言，有一些不开心的事情发生了。
So the church at the time, there's some complaints.
使徒怎么处理呢？
How did the apostles take care of this?
如果他们只是处理问题的表面的话，
If they only solve the surface of the problem,
他们就可以跟那些稀里泥化的犹太人说，哎呀，忍耐一下嘛，教会人那么多，当然是要等一下啦。
Then they may say to these Grecian Jews, saying, "You should be patient. There's so many people in the church, so there is often some things neglected."
他们也不是故意的。
And they must have not done this on purpose.
没有忍耐。
And therefore, you should be patient.
当然，一下子可以把它安抚下去。
And of course, for a short period of time, they'll be comforted.
但是呢，可能下个月又有同样的问题发生了。
But maybe next month, the same thing will reoccur.
你要再叫他忍耐。
And you have to tell them again to be patient.
忍到最后呢，可能就忍不下去了。
And in the end, they may not be so patient anymore.
因为问题没有解决啊。
Because the problem was not solved.
啊，所以这个不是他们之间的性格不合啦，还是怎么样而已，是真的有另外的问题发生啊。
So it is not just a conflict between the personalities; it is a true problem.
当时的问题的根本是什么呢？
What is the source of this problem?
问题的根本就是人手已经不够了。
And the source of the problem is that they lack in manpower.
啊，如果一开始教会有三千个人。
If in the beginning the church had 3,000 congregations,
教会有12个使徒在忙所有的工作的话，
And there are 12 disciples that are busy in all this work.
你想平均起来一个人啊，这要差不多服侍两三百人啊。
And if you average it out, one person have to serve about 200 or 300 people.
什么事情都不做，整天在派食物，在煮饭，大概已经忙得不得了。
And if you don't do anything else and just cook for them, you must be very busy already.
大家也感觉不到啊，很好的照顾。
And people will not feel that they're taken care of.
所以根本的问题并不是他们相处的问题。
And so the source of the problem is not that they have conflict in staying together.
根本的问题是我们教会已经长大了，我们的人手已经不够了。
And the source of the problem is that the church has grown and there's not enough manpower.
主耶稣选召使徒的时候，就选召十二个啊。
When Lord Jesus chose disciples, he picked 12.
但现在人手已经不够了，十二个工人已经不足够服侍大家了。
But as of the time, 12 disciples not enough to serve everyone.
所以他们都决定提出一个提议说啊，我们要再从弟兄当中啊选出七个要好啊个来帮助这个圣工。
And therefore, they gathered the disciples together and chose 7 to focus on this task.
所以如果这个问题得到解决了
，So if this problem is solved,
教会就会兴旺起来。
Then the word will continue to spread.
今天也是一样。
And this is the same today.
今天教会的工并不是人的工，是神的工。
All the work involved in the church is not work of men, but is the work of God.
但是神的工啊，是要透过人来执行的。
But this work of God must be done through men.
我们看以赛亚书第六章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8.
以赛亚书六章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8.
以赛亚书第六章第八节。
Book of Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, Here I am, send me.
这也是旧约神提出一个问题出来。
Here in the Old Testament, the Lord offered a question.
我可以差遣谁呢
？Who shall I send?
神可以自己做啊。
Of course, the Lord can do this himself.
神有绝对的能力可以。在不需要任何时间当中完成任何事情。
And he has absolute power to complete all things in very short periods of time.
但是这样就没有意义了。
But this is pointless.
所以神决定说，我要等我的创受造的我的儿女我的人去为我做事情。
And therefore God decides to wait for his creation, his children to do this for him.
所以谁可以为我们去呢？
So he asks, who shall he send?
可这个时候以赛亚就出来说啊，我在这里，可以叫我。
And this is a time when Isaiah stepped out and said, I am here, send me.
所以虽然这个问题，这个挑战非常的大。
Even though this is a very big challenge.
但是有先知出来，为神做工。
But there is a prophet who steps out to work for God.
有适合的人，圣工就可以得到推行了。
And when there's a suitable person for the job, then the job can be done.
今天也是一样。
And this is the same today.
我们教会有很多的工作。
There are many things to be done in the church.
大大小小，各样不同的圣工。
And there are big tasks and small tasks.
所以也要透过选举啊，透过这个过程啊，要发掘更多的人才来为神工作。
And therefore, we must go through this process. It could be election to find people to do these work.
分派他们去管理教会的事务。
And to distribute this work to all the people.
我们知道有更多的人出来为主工作，教会的圣工作一定会发展。
And we know that with more people working for God, the church will flourish.
那我们也知道，如果我们只有负责人，只有七个负责人在做教会所有的工啊，也是不够的。
And we know that in our church, if you only have 7 board members to do all the work, it is not enough.
所以也是要需要弟兄姐妹全力的配合。
And therefore, we need brothers and sisters to cooperate.
所以下个礼拜啊，要不要过两个礼拜之后，我们就教会的负责人选举，也是要选出教会的人才，发掘他们来为神做工。
And in next 2 weeks, we're going to have the election, and that's when we have to find the talents to work for God.
那么另外一个角度来看。
And on another point of view,
我们解决问题要解决问题的根本。
When we solve a problem, we must go to the source of the problem.
我们人生当中啊，可能有很多的问题啊。
In our life, we may have many problems.
譬如说，以实际的人生生活来说，我们可能有健康的问题。
And to be practical, we may have health problems.
为什么我们会有健康的问题呢
？Why do we have these health problems?
除了一小部分是遗传，我们没有办法控制的之外。
And other than a very little percentage, and that is genetics.
大部分呢都是我们生活习惯的问题。
And most of these problems come from our daily habits.
比如胆固醇很高。
For example, if you have high cholesterol.
心血管的疾病。
And we have heart artery problems.
就是我们的饮食太丰富了。
And that is because we have too much food to eat.
运动太少了。
And we lack an exercise.
这个才是根本啊。
And this is the source.
光是吃那个减胆固醇的药还是不够的。
And it is not enough to just take the drugs to help with the cholesterol.
如果我们身体有疾病，我们要想想我们生活的习惯，生活的模式是不是要把它改变呢？
And so if we have problems with our health, we must think whether or not we should change our habits.
为什么常睡不好呢？
Why is it that we have insomnia?
原来压力太大了。
And it's because we have too much pressure.
压力太大，让我对人生其他的事情都好像没有什么兴趣了。
And we have too much pressure that we lose interest in everything else in life.
那为什么压力会那么大呢？
Why do we have so much pressure?
根本在哪里呢？
What is the source of this pressure?
很可能是我们对自己的要求很高。
It may be because we have very high expectations of ourselves.
我们一定要100分，一定要完美。
And we have to be 100%, we have to be perfect.
也可能我们想说对事业各样的发展很有野心。
And maybe we're very ambitious about our career or our work.
我们需要更上一层楼。
And we have to be a step ahead of everyone else.
但是这个时候呢，压力就越来越大了。
But at this time, we have more stress.
甚至影响我们的身体了。
And this stress may affect our health.
也可能是为什么压力那么大呢？
And another reason why we can have so much pressure.
原来啊，我们把所有的压力啊，都自己扛起来。
Maybe we'll take all the stress and put it on ourselves.
我们很少祷告。
And we pray very little.
很少靠神。
We rely on God. We don't rely on God.
很少来亲近主。
And we don't take the time to draw near to God.
每个人的虽然同一个问题，但是可能根本不一样。
So it could be the same problem, but everyone has a different source.
比如说婚姻，感情转淡了。
For example, a marriage may turn sour.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is it so?
每个人可能都不太一样。
Everyone can have different reasons.
可能两夫妻分开很久了。
Maybe a husband and wife have been separated for too long.
沟通减少了。
And they lack in communication.
可能是原因。
This may be the problem.
或者是说，虽然住在一起，但是呢，大家各有各忙，平常很少讲话。
Or maybe they still live together, but they don't communicate a lot.
所以这样子感情也慢慢变淡了。
And this is how the marriage can turn sour.
为什么父母跟儿女的关系会不好呢？
And why is it the relationship between parents and children are not good?
根本在哪里呢？
What is the source of this?
也要找出来。
And we'll also find the source.
所有的问题啊，都有它的根本啊。
So every problem has a source.
根本不找出来，再处理表面是没用的。
If we don't find the root of the problem, it is not effective to just take care of the surface.
透过神的道，神的灵会告诉我们问题的根本在哪里。
Through the help of the word from God and the spirit of God, we can find the root of the problem.
第三点哦。
The third point.
他们选择人才啊，要以属灵的条件作为首要的选择。
And when they gather these people to take this task, they must base their qualification on the spirituality.
既然是一个选择，一个选举当然是有它的一个条件。
And since it's sort of like an election, there must be a criteria.
教会的选举跟世上的选举，或是生意上的商业上的选举有什么不一样呢？
What is the difference between elections in church and elections in business or politics?
世界上的那些团体或者是政治的选举啊，只要以能力作为首要的选择。
In the political elections, their criteria is their ability.
只要你有能力。
As long as you have this ability.
只要你有口才。
And as long as you're eloquent.
只要你能够做事情。
As long as you are able to get things done.
别人，一般百姓对一个人的那个政治领袖的私生活啊，比较少来关心的。
And as a civilian, we take very little notice of a politician's personal life.
尤其是在生意上，尤其是在工作的生意上。
And for example, in business.
比如说我们看到报纸打开的一些广告。
Maybe we see some advertisement in the newspaper.
要请什么的类型的一种职位的人才。
And they're wanting this kind of person with this kind of qualification.
他会怎么写呢？
How will they make this job posting?
他写说，哦，我们需要有能干的。
And they want this talented person.
中英双语的。
And they must be bilingual.
我们要有 team player, 我们可以合群的。
And this person must be a team player.
我们可以熟悉加拿大各方面的这个环境的。
And this must be a person who is familiar with Canada.
但是你在工作的广告上看不到这样写。
But on a job posting, you will not see criteria such as this.
有没有写过说哦，我们要一个很老实的。
They will never ask for a person who is very honest.
不会说谎的。
Or someone that does not lie.
不喜欢加班，很喜欢家庭生活的。
And a person who enjoys family life.
非常非常。用过非常非常认真的
，and a person who is very diligent，
很早就看到这样。
You see very little of this。
外面的找人才都是以工作能力为首选。
And outside, when they look for people with jobs, they always focus on their talents and abilities。
但是神国的选才就不是这样
But for heavenly kingdom, it is different。
神国的选才是以道德、是以灵性为个首选。
In In the heavenly kingdom, the criteria is the virtues and spirituality.
我们看撒母耳记上的第十六章第六节。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 6.
撒母耳记上十六章第六节。
1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 6.
六到第七节。
Verse 6, when they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, surely the Lord anointed stands here before the Lord. 7, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things men look at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
这里说记载神啊要拣选一个人当他的王，他的国家的王。
Here the Lord is choosing a person to become the king.
差遣撒母耳去一个地方，去耶西的家里。
And he sent Samuel to Jesse's house.
耶西有很多的儿子。
And Jesse had many sons.
有七个儿子。
He had seven sons.
先看那七个。
And he looked at the seven.
都经过撒母耳的面前。
And all these seven passed before him.
撒母耳一开始以为说，哇，这个又长得高，又长得大，一表人才。
And he saw this person who was very handsome in appearance for his height.
神一定是拣选他了。
And he thought the Lord must have chosen this son.
这个神跟他讲第七节说，我看人啊，不跟人看人不一样。
But in verse 7, the Lord tells Samuel that he does not view men as men.
人看外貌，身材高大。
Men look at the outward appearance.
人是看外貌，但是神呢是看内心。
But the Lord looks at the heart.
内心就是他属灵的品质，他的品格。
And the heart is the virtue and the spirituality.
为什么圣公啊选择人才啊是以他的灵修、他的品格为主呢？
And why is it when they do holy work they choose a person with good spirituality?
因为圣公啊是神的工。
Because the holy work is the work of God.
如果神喜欢那一个人，
if God like this person,
就会跟他同工。
Then God will be with him.
虽然他才干上不是非常的完美，
even though they may not be fully very talented,
但是神会特别给他恩赐。
But the Lord will bless him with talents.
神跟他一起做工，
and the Lord will work with him.
所以工作上就很有果效。
And therefore their work will be very effective.
相反的，如果那个人神不喜欢了，
and if this person displeases God,
虽然他很有人才，很有能那个才干，
even though they may be very talented,
但神不喜欢他，不跟他同工。
But God dislikes him, will not be with him.
到最后呢，还是没有办法成功的。
And in the end, this person will not be successful.
我们看回来啊，使徒他们选择的时候有什么的标准呢？
So when we come back to see, we'll see what the disciples choose.
使徒行传第六章。
Acts of Apostles chapter 6.
第六章这里第三节。
Chapter 6 verse 3. Brothers, choose seven men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them.
这给我们有几点的参考。
Here there's a few points for reference.
第一点呢，就是有好名声。
And this is to be well known.
什么叫做好名声呢？
What does it mean to be well known?
我们知道一个人的名字非常的重要。
We know that a person is very good to have reputation.
我们看旧约的传道书第七章啊。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书第七章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse.
七章第一节
Verse 1
这里说名誉强如美好的膏油
Here you tell that a good name is better than a fine perfume
我们知道如果我们一个人涂了什么香膏你人还没有走到那边呢已经味道已经闻到了
We know that if a person has perfume before you arrive at a place the people can smell this perfume
如果一个礼拜没有洗澡你还没有走到那边别人就闻到哎呀好臭啊
And if you did not shower for a week before you arrive in a place, the people there will just smell.
我们的名也是一样。
And this is the same for our name.
每一个人的名都是一个品牌。
And each person has a reputation.
我们知道世上的什么商品都有很多的品牌，对不对？
And we know that there are many brand names in this world.
我们一想到这个品牌的汽车，哇，是豪华的。
And we can think of this brand of vehicles and think this is a luxury vehicle.
这个品牌的汽车是很 reliable, 很可靠的。
And we will think that this brand of vehicles are very reliable.
所以你还没有看到那个汽车，但是别人讲出来这个名，你说这是等于可靠。
And so before you even see this car, when people mention this brand name, you'll think this is a reliable car.
别人讲出来另外一个牌子，这个没什么用，这是耗油的。
And if they speak of another brand, you'll think this is a car that wastes gas.
更有一些车子的名字一讲出来，这是 lemon， 这是柠檬啊，买了，你常常去修车厂吧。
And some people will say that this brand of car may be a lemon, and that is you will have to take it in the shop very often.
所以这个名字就代表那个人啊。
And so this brand name will represent the car.
所以在选择当中啊，第一个他们说要好名声。
And therefore, when they choose these Men for the task, they have to choose a man who has good reputation.
第一就是在教会的里面。
And that is within the church.
哎，大家提到这个人，嗯，感谢主，他很好。
And when they mention this person, they will think, thank God, he is a very good person.
可能名声有不同种类的名声。
Maybe they have different types of reputation.
可能是工作能力，哎呀，感谢主，他很尽责任。
Maybe it is because of their work abilities that they were responsible.
可能是很有爱心的名声，哎，这个人虽然不是很会讲，但是呢，他很会爱心接待人。
Or they may be very loving and care for others.
哎，这个人呢，好，很老实，很老实。
And that this person is very honest.
所以名声是一个第一个重要的要点啊。
And therefore, reputation is a very important thing.
虽然我们不是每一个人都要当负责人啊。
Maybe not every one of us need to be board members.
但是我们基督徒啊，我们一生的目标就是要追求有一个好名声。
But as Christians, our goal is to pursue after a good reputation.
要让他一提到我们的名字。
So when others mention our name,
无论是在教会里面，
whether it be in church,
在社会上面，
or in society,
一提到你的名字，
when they mention your name,
哎，别人就说，嗯，这个是好人啊。
And others will think this is a good person.
因为你是好人。
And because this is a good person,
你去的教会在他们眼中也是一个好的教会。
And the church that you go to must be also a good church.
如果我们的名声不好，
if we have bad reputation,
在外面的人看我们说，你的教会也不好，因为你不好。
The others will see that you're not a good person, therefore the church you go must not be a good church.
我们每一个人弟兄姐妹都要追求在世界上在社会上要好名声。
And therefore, brothers and sisters must pursue after a good reputation.
名誉比我们的财富还重要。
And reputation is more important than our wealth.
名誉在我们死了之后还是存在的。
Because our reputation stays after we pass away.
啊，第二个条件。
The second criteria.
这里说就是智慧要充足了。
And that is, they must be full of wisdom.
有好名声是一个开始。
It is only a beginning to have good reputation.
但是呢，要处理很多的事情啊，需要神给我们的智慧。
But in order to deal with many tasks, we must have this wisdom from God.
我们很用功做件事情。
We may be very diligent in completing this task.
但是如果缺乏智慧的话，
but if we lack in wisdom,
有时候啊，吃力不讨好。
We may expend our efforts, but this may not complete the task.
有时候做得很辛苦啊。
We may put a lot of effort in it.
但是如果神赐给我们智慧的话，
but if God gives us wisdom,
因为神爱我们，神与我们同工，神又赐给我们智慧的话，
because God loves us and God is with us and He gives us strength.
做起事情来就可以把神托付我们的做得非常好。
And when we do a certain task, we'll do this very successfully.
一开始我们谈到智慧，有人想到是不是在一定要在社会上有什么高学历成就才是有智慧呢？
When we first talk about wisdom, you may ask, is this because you have to have a good education in society?
其实啊，神看智慧啊，跟人看智慧是不一样的。
In reality, God views wisdom different from what men view wisdom.
我们看新约的雅各书第三章。
Let us turn to the book of James, chapter 3.
雅各书第三章。
Book of James, chapter 3.
啊，三章，先看第13-16节。
Chapter 3, verse 13-16. 13, who is wise and understanding among you, let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. 14.But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. 15. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but it is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. 16. For where you have envy and selfish ambitions, there you will find disorder and every evil practice.
啊，这里说有第一种的智慧是从地上来的智慧。
Here is told that the first kind of wisdom is from the, is from the devil.
啊，第一种智慧呢是不好的。
And this is not the good kind of wisdom.
我们在社会上常常会看到这种的表现。
And we will see this kind of wisdom in society.
啊，第十四节说，哎呀，心里苦毒的嫉妒。
And in verse 14, there is selfish ambition.
有纷争啊。
And there's conflict.
有自夸。
And there's boastful.
有说谎话。
And there's lies.
还有呢，有情欲。
And there's desires.
啊，有扰乱的事情啊。
And there's disorder.
世界的人很有智慧。
In the world, people are very wise.
但是他们的智慧啊，都是自我的，都是自私的。
But these knowledge are of the selfish ambition.
都是为了利益的。
It is for their own benefit.
所以你看，在公司啊，爬得越高啊，越看到哇，人事的斗争啊，非常厉害。
So in a company, the higher you go up the hierarchy, you will see that they're very competitive.
他们是很蠢的人吗？不是，他们都是非常精英才爬得那么高。
And they're not very simple and honest people, because if they are, they will not be able to climb.The hierarchy.
你看政治上权力的斗争也很厉害。
You see, in political aspect, there are many fight for authority.
都很有智慧啊。
They're all very knowledgeable.
但是这种智慧不是从神来的。
But this knowledge is not from God.
是从恶魔，是从地上，从情欲来的，因为有极度纷争的事情。
And this wisdom is from the devil, is from their desires.
但是从神来的智慧就不一样了。
But the wisdom from God is different.
第十七至八节。
Verse 17, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere, 18, peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness.
这里告诉我们从神来的智慧真的是不一样。
Here it tells us the wisdom from God is truly different.
从神来的智慧第一点就是清洁，哇，他自己知道要过圣洁的生活。
And the first of all is being pure.
这里强调第二个就是和平，温良柔顺。
And the second they focus on is peace-loving.
神是一股力量，是可以让人和睦的力量。
And God is a spirit that can harmonize people.
啊，魔鬼的力量就是让人斗争的力量。
And the power of the devil is to have disorder among people.
因为神是爱。
But because God is love.
爱的力量就会凝聚。
And God unites.
因为爱，所以很多事情我就不用争了，不用争了。
And because of love, they will settle many disputes.
因为有爱，有神的灵，所以很柔顺，很有怜悯啊。
And because of love, they're very gentle and very merciful.
没有偏见，没有假冒。
And they are not biased, and there is no deceit.
神的智慧是使人和平啊。
And God's wisdom is peacemaking.
哇，你怎么样来啊？让大家和和平平的。
And this is how we can be harmonized together.
啊，这个是从神来的智慧了。
And this is the wisdom from God.
当时的教会的问题就是两边的信徒啊，已经有一点误会了。
And the problem was that the two types of people, their miscommunication.
一边说啊分不到，怎么办
？And once I will say we're neglected, what do we do?
很有智慧啊，很有智慧啊。
And therefore they must have wisdom.
怎么样让这个问题变成小问题
？How do they make this problem a small problem?
怎么样小问题变成没有问题
？And how do they continue to make this problem not a problem?
大家和和平平的这样相处啊。
And everyone can live in peace.
神的道就可以兴旺起来了。
And that is how the word of God can spread.
今天我们也可以应用在我们的信仰生活当中啊。
And this is we can apply this to our daily life.
我们要求神给我们智慧。
We must ask God to give us wisdom.
我们怎么样才可以跟我们的配偶和和平平的生活
？How do we live in harmony with our spouse?
如果整天吵架
，If we argue all day long，
整天在争
，If we're disputing over little things，
没有错，大家可能的口才都很好。
Maybe you're both very eloquent。
大家都不相让。
And you are very forceful and stubborn.
但是这个智慧不是从神来的。
But this wisdom is not from God.
神的智慧是让我们和睦的。
God's wisdom will make us give us peace.
我们家庭也是一样。
And same within a family.
家庭里面的成员当中有一些误会了。
If within the members of the family there's miscommunication.
你怎么样用智慧，从神来的智慧让大家和好
？How do you use wisdom from God to make everyone at peace？
嘴巴很重要。
The lips are very important.
我们是当桥梁啊。
We must be a bridge.
我们不是当一埲墙，一道墙，我们是桥梁，要把大家联合起来。
And we must be a bridge that connects everyone. We must not be a wall.
哦，所以这个智慧也是圣灵给的。
And therefore, this wisdom comes from the Holy Spirit.
那我们知道智慧，这里说这个智慧本身呢，要一定要求神给我们的。
And therefore, we must know the Spirit must come from God.
啊，那么怎么才会有智慧呢
？And how do we have this wisdom？
哦，我们再看回来《使徒行传》呢，这个第六章。
Let us turn back to Acts of Apostles, chapter 6.
第三个条件呢，这里说是要被圣灵充满啊。
The third criteria is to be full of the Spirit.
因为我们刚刚讲过了，从神来的智慧不是自己有的，是神给你才有的。
Because we know that this wisdom from God does not come from ourselves, it has to come from God.
所以如果被圣灵充满，自然就会有智慧。
Therefore, if we fill by the Holy Spirit, naturally we'll have this wisdom.
但是问题是，圣灵是看不见的。
But however, the Holy Spirit is invisible.
你怎么样可以看到一个人被圣灵充满呢
？How do we see whether or not a person is filled by the Holy Spirit？
是不是祷告很大声、摇动很大力，就是圣灵充满呢
？Is it shown by their loud prayers？
啊，圣经告诉我们。
In the Bible, it tells us.
你看马太福音第七章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 7.
啊，第十八节。
Verse 18.
七章第十八节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, verse 18. A good tree cannot bear bad fruits, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruits.
这里告诉我们，好树啊，绝对不能结坏果子的。
Here it tells us a good tree cannot bear bad fruits.
坏树也不能结好果子。
And a bad tree cannot bear good fruits.
所以你虽然看不懂里边这棵树的结构是怎么样。
even though you cannot understand the anatomy of a tree.
但是你看看它的果子，吃吃看，都知道这个树好不好树了。
But you can take its fruit and taste it and find out whether this is a good tree or not.
同样，我们不能像神那么厉害，神可以看内心，我们没有办法看到人的内心。
In the same aspect, we are not as powerful as God to see a person's heart.
但是我们可以看一个人的果子。
But we can see a person's fruit.
啊，就如果好树的话，一定会结好果子的。
And for a good fruit, a good tree, they have to bear good fruits.
所以我们刚刚讲过了，如果一个人被圣灵充满，一定会结圣灵的果子的。
And so a person filled by the Holy Spirit, they must bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
我们看加拉太书第五章。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 5.
五章二十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 22.
五章二十二节啊。
Chapter 5, verse 22.
五章二十二节这里讲到圣灵所结的 果子就是仁爱喜乐和平忍耐恩慈良善信实温柔节制
23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
这里说如果圣灵充满我们就会在里面结果子。
And here it tells us if the Holy Spirit is within us, it will bear fruits within us.
这个人有没有爱心？
Whether or not this person is loving.
有爱心的，因为神在里面激励他。
And this person is loving because God's Spirit is within him.
所以他结出爱的果子。
And therefore he bears this fruit of love.
这个有没有被圣灵充满呢？
Whether or not this person is filled by the Holy Spirit.
如果他虽然遇到困难的时候，但是他还是可以保持喜乐。
But when this person, it shows when this person has met troubles and can still be joyful.
你知道圣灵在他里面力量很大。
And we know this power of the Holy Spirit is strong within him.
就是说，你怎么知道有没有被圣灵充满呢？
How do we know a person is filled by the Holy Spirit?
如果他这个人的言语啊，
If this person's speech
常常带着和平的，
is very peaceful and harmony.
比如说，两方可能已经有点误会了。
Maybe between two sides there's miscommunication.
那是因为他进去。
But because his interference.
用神给他的智慧，让大家都和平。哎呀，没有什么了，彼此原谅哦，这样子的。
And he will use the wisdom from God to appease both sides.
圣灵充满会有忍耐。
When the Holy Spirit fills us, we have patience.
不会说一点点小事情啊，都把它爆发起来了。
And we will not lose our temper over very little things.
恩慈、良善、信实，神的圣灵充满的话，这个人会很良善、很信实的。
And kindness, goodness, and faithfulness tells us that when the Holy Spirit is within us, we'll bear these fruits.
要温柔，有节制。
And we'll be gentle and self-controlled.
所以。我们虽然看不见一个人的内心，
Even though we cannot see through a person's heart,
但是我们所结的果子都可以代表我们的内心。
But the fruits we bear can represent what we have in our hearts.
虽然我们也不是每一个弟兄姐妹都会被选上当负责人，
So maybe not every one of us will be elected to become board members.
但是我们作为一个基督徒啊，也有责任结这些圣灵的果子。
But as a Christian, we have the responsibility to bear these fruits of the Spirit.
因为这是神拣选我们所的目的啊。
Because this is the purpose that God has chosen us to do.
第四点。
The fourth point.
他们在选材的时候啊，要以教会的利益为考量。
And when they choose these people, their focus is the benefit of the church.
我们知道世上的政治或者商业团体啊，在选举的时候都是以人的利益做一个出发点。
We know that in business and politics, we focus on the benefit of men.
所以他们在选举的时候都会有分党分派的事情出来。
And therefore, when they go through elections, they have different parties and different platforms.
但是呢，神国的选举就不一样了。
But it is different in the election of Kingdom of God.
表面上看起来是我们一人一票把他选出负责人来。
And superficially, it seems like we're making an election.
其实我们在选的时候，我们就知道了。
But when we're going through this election, we know.
我们在选的时候，并不是说我到底喜欢哪一个，我要选哪一个。
When we're making this vote, we will realize that it is not who we like.
我们要祷告。
We have to pray.
这个名单公布出来了。
When the candidates are
announced. 我们要祷告，主啊，你的旨意到底要从我们中间选出哪一些人来服侍你。
And we have to pray and ask God that who he wants to choose to serve him.
来求圣灵带领。
We have to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us.
我们再来看一看这个使徒行传第六章啊，我们再看看选出来的那六个人。那七个人哦。
Turn back to Acts Apostles chapter 6 and look at the seven people who were chosen.
第六章第五节啊。
Chapter 6 verse 5. This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch.
这里记载所选出来的七个人啊，的名字虽然是犹太人，都有希腊名字。
And these seven people who are chosen, even though they're all Jews, they have Grecian names.
证明说这些人都是讲希尼尼话的犹太人。
And this tells us that these people are all the Grecian Jews.
如果他们不出国了，不会讲希尼尼话，为什么有希腊名字呢？
You know, if they don't live in a place where they speak Greek, how would they have these Grecian names?
从这一点，我们可以得到很大的那个启发。
And from this, we can learn many things.
如果教会是一个人的团体。
If the church is an organization of people,
大家来选举
and we make elections.
那好啊，你要选，那么我们既然有两种人，起码五五嘛，你有三个位，我们四个位，这样才公平嘛。
And therefore, when we make an election, it is only fair that we have 50-50.
哎，但是呢，当时的他们不是这样选的。
But at that time, they didn't choose it this way.
他们觉得，哎，讲希尼尼话的犹太人呢、啊，他们的寡妇啊，得不到很好的照顾。
And they thought that because the Grecian Jews and their widows were neglected,
啊，可能在语言上、沟通上有问题。
It may be because they have conflicts and trouble over communication.
他们所选出来的那七个都有希腊名字，都是讲希尼尼话的犹太人。
And therefore, the seven they chose to take up this task all have Grecian names, and therefore they all speak Greek.
其他人不会在意。
And the others will not.
哎呀，你们七个位置，我们一个都没有，怎么办？
The others will not say that. How come you have seven people in the Grecian Jews and none of the Hebraic Jews?
绝对没有在意。
And they did not have this conflict.
我们是家。
Because they're one family.
选出来的是服侍人的。
And the people who are chosen is to serve others.
你们会讲希尼尼话，你们服侍那么多的希尼尼孤儿寡妇，不是刚好吗？
And if they can all speak Greek and you're serving all these Grecian Jews, it is the best.
我们其他没有被选上的，绝对不会在意的。
And those who are not chosen will not.Have conflict over this.
只要神要用你们，我们全力的支持你。
As long as God chose you to serve, then everyone will be supported.
这是以教会的利益、教会的发展的最终的考量。
Because they consider everything for the benefit of the church.
然后呢，使徒啊，既然他们选出来了，就按手在他们头上。
And after they have chosen these seven people, the apostles laid hand on them.
代表一个差派的一个认定的一个动作。
And this is an act that says.They have sent these people to do this task.
要放手，将这件事情交给他们去办了。
And it is to give them this responsibility.
结果呢？第七节啊，神的道啊，就兴旺起来了。
And in verse 7, this is the result that the word of God has spread.
你看，教会就是一个家庭。
Because the church is one family.
无论谁被选上，其他人全力的支持他。
No matter who is chosen, everyone else must support.
使徒也支持他们。
The apostles will support them.
他们自己也很认真的去做。
And they must be diligent themselves.
那么教会的圣功一定会发展的。
And this is how the church and the word of God will spread.
感谢主耶稣的带领。
We thank God and His guidance.
让我们温哥华教会啊，过去一届的这现任的负责人呢，他们已经很辛劳的工作了两年，为我们信徒服务。
And these board members have labored for our Lord Jesus for 2 years.
我们每次来到教会。
And every day when we come to church,
看到啊，地方干干净净的。
And we see that the place is very clean.
每次听完道理下去有饭吃。
And every day after the sermon, we'll go down and have our meal.
教会大小的活动安排得非常的好。
And we have different activities in our church.
我们可能不晓得是谁在做这些事。
We may not know who is behind all these preparations.
但是就是负责人会他们的辛劳。
But it is the board member and the responsibility.
配上长职的协助。
And also the support from the elders and ministers.
所以首先呢，我们要对他们的认真的劳苦非常的认定。
And therefore we must affirm their labor.
啊。愿神祝福他们。
And we ask God to bless them.
啊，那两个礼拜之后呢，我们又再选举新任的负责人。
And 2 weeks later, we'll elect the new board members.
那么，如果啊，我们的名字有在被提名的名单当中啊。
And if our name is within the candidate list.
啊，如果我们那一天真的有被选上的话。
And if on that day we're actually elected.
我们就知道这是神要验证我们，神信徒也肯定我们。
And this tells us that God wants to use us and The congregation supports us.
我们就不要用仁义来推辞了。
And therefore, we must not refuse out of our own will.
我们要顺服主啊，求主加添力量来把这个工作好好的完成。
We must be obedient to the Lord and ask God to help us to complete this task.
如果没有被选上的话
，If we have not been elected,
我们也不要介怀。
We must not be sorrowful.
并非是我们不好。
It is not because we're not good enough.
你看教会当时人那么多，几千人的教会。
And we see at the time there are many people at the church.
不会只有那七个才是圣灵充满好名声智慧充足的，一定超过的。
And there must be more than seven people who are full of the Spirit and full of wisdom.
但是为什么选择那七个呢？
But why did they choose only seven?
就是神要在那个时候来用他们。
And it's because God chose to use them at that time.
神要把另外的工作呢给其他信徒来支持他们。
And it is the job of other believers to support them.
所以我们也要支持所选出来的新任负责人们。
And therefore you must support the ones who are elected.
所以信徒我们无论谁被选上。
So as the congregation, no matter who is chosen.
全力的配合。
We must cooperate.
一起为福音呢同心合意努力。
And you must work for the spreading of the gospel.
那么教会的圣工一定会神的道一定会兴旺起来。
And that is how the word of God can spread.
愿主耶稣祝福我们。
And we ask the Lord to bless us.
一起来唱赞美诗484首。
Let us all sing hymn together 484.